to hire.
To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
The following paid program is furnished by Service Matters. It is for basic entertainment and informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not necessarily reflect the views of Cumulus Media, its management, or its staff. AM 790 Talk and Business and Navigant Credit Union presents Service Matters with your hosts, Dave Clifton and Rona Mann. Join them this hour to talk about local, regional, and global service and the great work performed by service organizations throughout Southern New England. They'll feature guests from Scouts to Lions to church groups to veterans and more. If you're interested in giving back, paying it forward, or meeting folks who do, you've come to the right place. Service Matters, brought to you by Navigant Credit Union, celebrating a century, looking forward to the next 100. Now, here's your hosts, Rotarians Dave Clifton and Rona Mann.
Good afternoon and welcome once again to another edition of Service Matters. Yes, we're live here on AM 790 WPRV. We are a Cumulus station. I'm Dave Clifton.
I'm Rona Mann. Happy Groundhog Day, Dave.
Same to you. And we'll be with you folks out there in our listening audience from 3 to 4 p.m. on the second day of February. And, Rona, it's about 30 degrees outside of our studios. They expect it to go down to 20 and maybe the single digits later on. And I know that... Certainly, when you talk about the Super Bowl, and that's what everybody's talking about today, the Super Bowl out there in Minneapolis, it's minus 1 degree.
It's in Minnesota. It's not in Indianapolis.
I said Minneapolis, but I got that Boston accent, and sometimes the M's don't come out.
Yeah.
Now, we got an interesting show today. As you know, we do talk about service, and Rona and I, for a number of years, have been talking about all different kinds of service, but I don't think we've ever talked about funeral service. I know that we're getting ready to celebrate, hopefully a Patriots victory here on Super Bowl weekend, but we're going to talk about some of the trends in funeral service. We have the honor of having a fellow Rotarian from the Rotary Club of Cumberland, Lincoln, Rhode Island. His name is Alan Bellows. He's a good friend to both Rona and I. And we're going to have some interesting questions to ask him. First of all, Alan, thank you very much for joining us.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me, David. I really appreciate coming on the show with you and Rona.
I look forward to talking to you.
And I think you did a terrific job at the funeral service of Norman Sauté, a fellow member of your club, and I know that people have been talking about how well it was done. What a difficult job you have, and it starts right when you get that phone call.
It certainly does.
Yeah, talk about the process, because I would imagine it's different in every case.
It is. Every person is unique, and every family has a unique set of needs, and every circumstance that surrounds a death is completely different too. So it all depends upon, you know, what's happened and what the relationships are. But it's right from the get-go, our first mission is to let the family know that we're there for them, to offer them support and care, and then to basically begin the whole process of taking care of arrangements. So, and there's a lot of that. So a lot of things that have to take place, so meeting with families and going over everything. We get one opportunity to help a family celebrate the life of a loved one, and we take that very, very seriously. And to be able to do that's a great honor for me. I get a lot of joy of being able to help a family through a difficult time.
I love the words you just used.
Celebration.
Celebrate, yeah, was one.
I picked that up, yeah.
And the fact that it's an honor for you. It's not a job, it's an honor, and you're proud to do it.
Well, I mean, my family, a little bit about my company, we're 197 years old. We're the oldest firm in Rhode Island. And one
are
of
you
the,
really?
We are, yeah.
You really don't look that old.
No,
you know,
I'm not.
I was
I'm
hoping
not.
You weren't going to say that, but I would have bet money you would.
But so for me, I mean, I'm the seventh generation of my family to do what we do. And so for, I look at it more, it's not so much of a job or a career necessarily. It's just me carrying on a legacy. And so our legacy is caring, and we like to continue that. And we take that very, very seriously.
Very similar to what we talk about in Rotary, caring and sharing. Mm-hmm. You do care, and you're sharing the life of someone who is very special to the family and friends.
You know, sometimes it's a little bit difficult for us sometimes, too, because we don't know everybody that we take care of until something has taken place, a death has taken place. So the person that has passed, obviously, they are a very, very important person in the lives of a certain family or a certain group, things of that nature. But for us, we don't necessarily know that. You know, we don't know them at all, you know, in a lot of cases. So we always take everything very, very seriously because it's so meaningful to other people. You know, it's their grandparent or their parent.
So you do a lot of listening.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. So it's, but we want to make sure that their day that they have, that their service that they have goes completely without a hitch, that everything runs accordingly, and that way that they can have the proper send-off, because it really does help them out from a grieving perspective as well.
Because people are so emotional at the time of a death, isn't pre-planning really a smart way to go when people are level-headed and can tell you what they want and how they would like it?
Absolutely. We advocate this tremendously. And you really see a lot of the taboo about talking about funerals and planning ahead of time actually coming down. More and more people are willing to discuss it, and they're more open about it. And we advocate that quite a bit because it does allow for a lot of what we call the heavy lifting to be done while people are in a more in a state where they can make better decisions about what they want. And that way they're more satisfied in the end.
Alan, do you have people come in and sit down with you in advance? Or is it mostly people at the last minute when the incident happens?
No, actually, we do get quite a lot of people that plan everything ahead of time. They do it for a whole lot of reasons, too. There are some people that meet with us ahead of time and plan in advance because they, you know, they may be a little bit older, they have children, and they don't want to leave any of the decision-making up to them. They want to take care of it so their kids don't have to worry about it. There are other people that plan ahead of time as well because they just want to kind of get – they're the kind of people that are just organized. They like to have everything in order. And so they want to know what exactly is – you know, put a plan in place, make sure that everyone knows about it. And they can also identify what a cost would be. And we also give a projection of future costs with inflation as well when we plan ahead of time. That way families can not only make the best decision from a service aspect to help them – to properly grieve and celebrate and
can they
and
prepay
honor.
As
yes,
well
they
as
can.
Prepay?
And that's the other reason. We give them an itemized cost in today's dollars and also a projection of future costs with inflation, which is just an estimate. But it does allow the family also to make a better decision from a financial perspective, particularly because they're so in a much more level-headed state. They can make a better decision that way. That way it doesn't necessarily impact a budget or the bottom line for them. So.
Older people, I would assume, and I don't like to generalize, but I would assume prefer the traditional funeral. But what about the baby boomers? What's different today?
We see a lot of differences. I mean, there's an increasing amount of folks who are choosing cremation services over traditional casket burial services, which is understandable. A lot of it has to do with more baby boomers are less traditional than more non-traditional people. So, this is just a general statement. You know, it doesn't apply to everybody. But there are a lot more people who are a little less traditional. They don't necessarily have, you know, the old take the hearse to the church type of a service and let's go to the cemetery. They do interesting kind of things. They, I've had people do services in the funeral home. I've had them do services all over the place.
When I was a kid, Alan, my family used to have the wake right in the home.
Mm-hmm.
Grandma and grandfather that were right there in the house.
That was, absolutely. Yeah. We used to arrange all that.
That doesn't happen today, though.
I know Irish people were very big at doing that. I don't know, but that was done
back. It used to be a very traditional way to do things would be to have the visitation or a wake at a house. And we used to actually accommodate that all the time years and years and years ago. And funeral homes themselves actually were born out of that. As cities got built up and more people moved into apartments and tenement houses and things of that nature, they would look to have a funeral home as a place basically to rent out a living room in a way. So that way they could have a wake or a funeral.
Well, they do look like living rooms.
And that's why they do, and that's right? why they're all home settings, and they're all, you know, a lot of the old funeral homes are old mansions or old just large houses in nice areas.
So there really is no right or wrong today, is there, with a funeral?
No, I wouldn't say there is a right or a wrong. I think the most important thing is that a family has the opportunity to remember and celebrate their loved one in a way that reflects their loved one. So if they're, I mean, I've had people do things where they have celebrations at, not necessarily in a church, but they have them in restaurants or halls and things like
right.
that. They have some non-traditional stuff. I mean, you have folks nowadays that I took care of a gentleman recently who was an avid boater. He used to go deep sea fishing and, you know, take a boat out on Narragansett Bay. And so the family said to them, the only thing that would be fitting for him would be to have the burial take place or to scatter ashes out on the water.
Absolutely.
That's where he loved to be. And there's no wrong way about that. There is one kind of catch to that, though, which would be more about legal issues that you run into, such as, you know, Coast Guard regulations when you do a scattering or the environmental management issues, things like that. So,
yeah, what about environmental management? Because people are so green today. Are they looking down upon having you scatter ashes in different places?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yes, because there are certain regulations about doing it because it protects the environment more than anything else. You know, the DEM's primary purpose is to maintain the local environment we have here in the state, and so that's their primary concern. And if you have people scattering ashes, say, on beaches or you know, in the middle of the woods, things of that nature, it could have an impact on an ecosystem. So they got to be a little careful about that.
Environmental concerns, yeah. No doubt about it.
So people don't always, but there are people that don't always have you do it. They're doing it, and they're doing it after the service,
mm-hmm.
and they can get in trouble, apparently. They need to know that they should check regulations.
Well, we always recommend that to every family. You know, a person's going to do what they're going to do, I guess, when it comes to that. But we always make sure to list out different sorts of regulations that they should be aware of. That being said, I mean, there's not a cop on every street corner, I guess. But, you know, I mean, we like to think that families like to abide by the laws of Rhode Island.
And hopefully
they do.
Living in the ocean state, I'm sure beaches and oceans are very
mm-hmm.
popular.
Yeah, yeah.
You're probably out there listening, folks, wondering why we're talking about funeral services. But we're basically trying to bring a message to you because that's the name of our show, Service Matters. And we wanted to talk about the service of funeral services so that you can plan and prepare and maybe sit down as a family to help each other out. And that's really the purpose. When we come back after the break, we're going to talk about some of the trends in funeral service. We're going to talk about veterans and those men and women who serve in our armed forces. How is that service a little different than others? You're listening to Service Matters. Dave Clifton here along with Rona Mann. Hurry back after these messages.
Sponsored by United States Traffic Network. Looking to add your talent to a dynamic company? United States Traffic Network seeks a motivated account executive to join the sales team. Send your resume to ustrafficnetwork.com/careers.
Gets it to Okoli. Oak, two on the shot clock. He's going to have to fire it inside. McCoy has the three!
Count it. This is Mike Martin, Brown Bears men's basketball coach in class of 2004. I would like to invite you all to the Pizzatola Center this season to see our exciting young team compete against our Ivy League rivals. Join us as we take on Columbia Saturday, February 10th at 6 p.m.
Hunsaker, shot at the buzzer! Yeah!
Bears win it!
Brown versus Columbia, presented by Mohegan Sun. Visit brownbears.com for game and ticket information.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Rhode Island Army National Guard. Aired by the Rhode Island Broadcasters Association and this station.
Start the fun. Start the excitement. It's the Northeast International Auto Show at the Rhode Island Convention Center, Friday, February 9th through the 11th. Start your imagination. Check out over 250 of the hottest new cars, new trucks, and SUVs. Come see the ultra-exotic car collection, courtesy of the Audrain Automobile Museum, DuPont Registry, and Ferrari Maserati of New England. These are some of the coolest cars on the planet. See pre-production models.
And it's all displayed in a non-selling environment.
You can even test drive vehicles from Toyota, Chrysler, Dodge, Fiat, Jeep, and Ram truck. And every day is family day. All kids 12 and under get in free. Every attendee gets a free 12-month subscription to Motor Trend.
The Northeast International Auto Show is where the excitement starts.
The 9th through the 11th at the Rhode Island Convention Center. Go to ProvidenceAutoShow.com for discounts. This auto show is presented by the Rhode Island Automobile Dealers Association and is produced by Motor Trend, so you know it's going to be good. Come for the cars, stay for the fun.
Have you been ignoring your most important financial goals? If so, you're not alone. 78 million baby boomers are approaching retirement only to discover that they're totally unprepared. How much money will I need to support the lifestyle I was hoping for? And can I turn my hard-earned savings into reliable income? The answers to these questions are different for everyone, and you should consider working with a trusted advisor to help you find your solution. At the SOA Financial Group, we help our clients develop unique strategies that will help them meet their unique challenges. I'm Don SOA, the host of Money Talk, the state's longest-running financial talk show. If you want to take control of your financial life, call the SOA Financial Group at 401-434-8090 for a free consultation. That's 401-434-8090. And tune in weeknights at 5 p.m. for Money Talk on AM 790. SOA Financial Group is located at 14 Breakneck Hill Road in Lincoln, Rhode Island.
Securities offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Advisory services offered through SOA Financial Group are separate and unrelated to Commonwealth.
When you're addicted to alcohol or drugs, it's easier to admit that you don't have a problem than to admit your life is out of control. AdCare Rhode Island can help. AdCare Rhode Island, formerly STAR, is located off Route 1 in North Kingstown. And for nearly 40 years, AdCare has helped individuals overcome the disease of addiction one day at a time. Get help today. Call 1-800-RI-SOBER. That's 1-800-747-6237. Or visit adcare.com.
I was recently laid off. Bills started to pile up, and we had to make a tough choice. Heat or eat.
For years, the Good Neighbor Energy Fund has responded by providing energy assistance to local households.
Thanks to the fund, my family got through a tough time.
If your household is having trouble paying the heating bills, please contact a CAP agency, call United Way 211, or visit RhodeIslandGoodNeighbor.org. Ad sponsored by the Rhode Island Broadcasters Association.
Now back to Service Matters with Dave Clifton and Rona Mann. Call them now at 401-437-5000 or 888-345-0790 on AM 790 Talk and Business.
Big thank you out there to our producer. She keeps that song going. She knows that that gets us fired up. And again, I repeat these numbers because I think they're important. If you'd like to call in and join in this conversation, our number is 437-5000, or if you're calling outside of the Ocean State, as mentioned earlier, it's 1-888-345-0790. Dave Clifton here along with Rona Mann, and today we're talking about funeral service. Don't get nervous, folks. We're not telling you that you're not feeling good. What we are telling you is
it's
that
it's a part of life. It's a
part
very
of life,
important
and
part
it's
of life.
Important to be able to plan and to prepare. And you have a special announcement from Trinity that.
No, it's not an announcement from Trinity. It's a review of what's doing right now at Trinity. We had made a commitment a while back that we would do a little short review as each time they have a new production. And the other night I went to see their new production called Into the Breaches.
And they're terrific.
Well, they are. This new show, not so much. They term it a comic love letter to the theater. I would term it a sophomoric attempt at comedy that goes on much too long, relies on lame sight gags and gratuitous stage business. But that being said, I've got nothing but praise for the well-seasoned actors who comprise the Trinity Rep acting troupe, who seem to rarely let this comedy by George Brandt get in the way of delivering thoroughly professional performances. And it's not easy. It's directed by Associate Artistic Director Tyler Dabrowski and Laura Smith, Production Director. The actors are kept on their toes, literally. They run up and down stairs. One of them's on a bicycle. They're put through a plethora of costume changes. They have to continually draw upon their considerable talents to pull it off, which they do seamlessly. The premise, Dave, is not bad. It's World War II. They've got World War II era music, and most men are off fighting in the war. Maggie Dalton, who is played by Ann Scurria, who's been with Trinity forever, is left to run her husband's theater company, and she's attempting to produce Shakespeare's Henry V by replacing all 33 male roles with females. What begins as an interesting proposition, though, quickly turns silly, with cheap pieces of stage business and occasional attempts to moralize. But the cast is strong, specifically Ann Scurria, Phyllis Kay in a real breakout role, Rachel Warren, Janice Duclos. But for me, the inventive acting and comic timing really did nothing to save a piece of writing that tried way too hard and left me wondering why Trinity ever wanted to produce this show. Into the Breaches runs through February 25th, and if you love to laugh and you're easily entertained, go get tickets.
Well done, Roner, whether you agree with her commentary or not.
Some will, some won't.
Yeah, I think the idea of you spending a little bit of time and thought to make that happen. Let's go back to Alan Bellows. Alan is a Rotarian with the Rotary Club of Cumberland, Lincoln, Rhode Island.
And seventh generation, right, in
that's
the funeral
correct.
Business.
Yes, that's correct.
Served as a club president and believes very much in Rotary's motto, service above self, as well as Rotary's mission, and that is to do good in the community and to reach beyond to do the best you can around the world.
And that translates right to the kind of service you're giving in the community.
Absolutely, yeah. It's not only just what we do to help families who have had a loved one pass to mourn, but we also do a lot as well from a community service aspect, giving back to the community, not only through the Cumberland Lincoln Rotary Club. I also sit on various boards and in the area and do a lot of community service as well, which is It helps balance things out a little bit.
You got something big coming up at your Rotary Club that you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, we do. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention this on behalf of the Cumberland Lincoln Rotary Club, but we're having an event on the 15th of March called the Sip, Savor, and Support Wine Tasting, which is taking place at the Blackstone River Theater in Cumberland. The proceeds of this benefit a nice, wonderful charity called Working on Walking. And if you want more information about that, you can just visit workingonwalking.org, which is a lot to say. But tickets are $40 in advance, which you can purchase at eventbrite.com, or they're $50 at the door. And it's going to be a nice, wonderful event that the Rotary Club of Cumberland and Lincoln's putting on. Again, that's on March 15th. So.
And the cost is $40.
If you purchase some advance online at eventbrite.com, it's $40. If you just want to show up the day of, it's $50 at the door. And there'll be a lot of raffles and things like that as well.
Support your Rotary Club and have some fun at the same time.
So it's going to be wine, and then there's going to be food from
local
restaurants.
Yeah. So it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful event. It's a good way to it's a fun way to do fundraising because you get to have a little bit more of a social aspect around it too, which is a lot of fun. So
that is great. That's better than just selling a ticket and you hope you win the one car, right?
Exactly, yeah.
And Alan, getting back to the changing trends and funeral service, how different is it when you have a military person that you're providing service for? I know that the men and women who are involved in our military service, how different is that?
Well, with a military service, there's a few extra steps of planning that take place, but there's also a lot more that kind of transpires as well. So aside from coordinating things, say, with churches or with cemeteries or that, we also coordinate with the appropriate branch of the military that a veteran has been a part of. So if they were part of the Army or the Navy, the Marine Corps, and so on. And there's a lot that does have to get set up with that as well. Some veterans opt to have a burial, for instance, take place down in a veteran cemetery down in Exeter, and they have certain rules and regulations and policies that we help the family to set everything up through them. We take care of all the arrangements through them. But there's also other benefits that families have through the Veterans Administration nationwide as well. When it comes to a veteran who has passed, they are able to not only have military honors if they've been honorably discharged, but they may also be entitled to a government marker, which is provided free of charge from the Veterans Administration. So we coordinate all of that as well, not only with the Veterans Administration, but also with cemeteries. And there may also be other burial benefits that may exist too, depending upon certain criteria, such as if the death has taken place in a VA medical center, if the individual ever received a disability pension from the VA. So there are other benefits that we like to help families out with, aside from just
could be a gun salute, it could be the American flag, mm-hmm. all
Absolutely,
those kinds
yeah.
of things for the
so
family.
So the flag folding cemetery, is that something that the family of the veteran has to pay for?
No. No, everything that's done through the Veterans Administration or even through the Rhode Island National Guard, when it comes to a military portion of the funeral service itself, that is free of charge to the family itself. So it's a wonderful way for them to, you know, offer their way to honor their memory and the helps take part in the services of a fallen veteran. But it also is a nice way for them to be able to say thank you for their service to our country.
Absolutely. A few weeks ago, I was on a veterans program on a radio show down in Westerly, and there was a funeral director there because they were asking him specifically about veterans benefits. And the one thing he talked about, he said, right now, while everybody's clear-headed, alive, and well, make sure you've got that DD-214.
Oh, yeah, we do the same thing.
So you might want to talk about that.
I've spoken at length. We do a lot of public speaking as well, going out to different sorts of groups, senior centers and assisted living facilities and church groups and so on, to talk about exactly what we're talking about today. And when it gets to the topic of veteran funerals, in order for a funeral director to set all this up on behalf of the family, the most important thing we need is a discharge paper, which is generally a form DD-214. And if they always tell you when you get that from the military, don't lose it. You know, keep it in a safe space. But still, it does happen.
Well, he was saying that a lot of times the family says, I don't know where mm-hmm. his papers mm-hmm. are. And they're very nervous. What do you have to do then?
Well, if that's the case, then the first thing we do is we find out whether or not the person has ever, it depends on which war they served and if they did. If they went to Korea, for instance, we can arrange things through the National Guard and even beyond that, in the Vietnam War, so on and so forth. But a lot of times World War II veterans, we find out whether or not they've been served in any way by the VA system, receiving benefits or things of that nature, because chances are a copy may exist there. There may be a copy that exists with a local town clerk or city clerk's office for a veteran's exemption say, on property taxes. They may have a copy there.
Oh, that's
and
right.
Then also there is, we also, if, you know, as a last resort because it's so large of a facility, there's also the National Personnel Records Archive in St. Louis that we reach out to as well. But given how large of a facility it is and how many requests that they process, it may take a few days for them to actually fulfill that request. And so we try to do that in advance. So when we talk to people ahead of time, and this is exactly what your funeral director friend was talking about,
right?
Now's the time. If you don't have that particular document and you've misplaced it, you're not sure where it is, that's fine. It's not the end of the world in terms of whether or not you can have a military funeral in the future. Now's the time to plan all this stuff ahead of time. We can make the request now, and therefore it allows us to get everything in order well in advance of when it's actually needed.
My understanding that there are insurance companies out there that help you plan and prepare in terms of the financial commitment that has to be made.
Yes, absolutely. There are a lot of ways. This ties more into planning ahead of time, which we, like I said, mentioned before, we like to advocate that. But when it comes to insurance companies, there are also other ways to do it. You can set things up in such a way to address the financial concern ahead of time. Okay, so you can either prepay the arrangements ahead of time directly through the funeral home. The funeral home would place the monies into escrow, which is required by law. And one of the ways they do it would be through a particular insurance company, or it may be into some sort of a trust or some sort of interest-bearing account. But it has
so the money is protected. People don't have to worry.
It has to. According to the laws of Rhode Island, and it makes so much sense to do it this way, if, for instance, the funeral home that you've selected, for instance, if they go out of business or if they go ahead and sell to a different company, or you decide to change your mind and you want to use a different company, the money is yours because a family is not under a financial obligation to a funeral home until a death has actually taken place. And because of that, by holding it up and putting it with a third party, it keeps it protected on behalf of the family until it's actually needed.
Oh, that's so smart. It
yeah.
really is.
Yeah.
Alan, how do you not take it home with you at night? I mean, you see a lot of tears in a week, in a day, and you're not a hardened person. I can you're a very nice, sensitive person who is proud of what you do. But there are times that there are people you know in the community or care about. How do you not take it home, or do you?
A little bit. Yeah, you do. I think everybody in my line of work does take it home in one way or another. It's over time you tend to kind of learn how to channel it in a certain way. And so, for me, I like to kind of have distractions and things like that when I get home. That way, when I'm working, I'm working. When I'm home, I'm home.
Smart.
And I try to do that. I mean, I have two young children that I'm very, very proud of, and I love to
visit. Oh, they're wonderful distractions.
Yeah, they are. I enjoy playing golf on the side, you know, things of that. You know, I also do a lot of the community service work that we talk about as well. So it just gives you kind of different things. So I'm not always focused on being a funeral director necessarily. I mean, it's always going on in my mind.
Of course.
But, when it comes to the tears and when it comes to the emotions that people face, for me, you know, the easiest way for me to get through that is to be there for that person, to be the rock that they can depend upon.
Well said.
You know.
You know what we're saying out there to our listening audience, plan and prepare. We're also asking you to stay healthy. And by no means are we trying to encourage you, hey, this sounds like a great idea. We want you to stay healthy, get your exercise, keep your diets up, and just be prepared if something happens with someone very close to you and your family, you're getting some advice and counsel. And we'd like to present a special pen to you to thank you for joining us on the show.
Yes, these pens are provided to us. This is the official Service Matters pen, provided to us by Len Sormonti of Payden & Associates in East Greenwich. They have been wonderful. They are advertising specialty people. They have everything from pens to mugs to briefcases to anything you would need to brand a business, and we thank them very much for providing us but the pens for our guests.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
I would imagine, and I'm going to go back to your profession. I don't like to say your business. It is a profession. It's a mm-hmm. calling of sorts. It's, as you said, you are perpetuating a legacy.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be awful tough when you have a child.
It is,
I
yeah.
mean,
those
you know, Dave talked about keeping your health up and all of that. And that's when we're speaking with people that are maybe getting a little older. But, wow, when you've got to do a service for a baby, it's mm-hmm. got to be awful.
We always, I mean, I refer to it as a death that's taken place out of order. Okay? So in the sense of there's a hierarchy to this. You have, going from great-grandparent, grandparent, parent, spouse, child, you know, so on and so forth. And so, obviously, what most people would like to do, obviously, is to not have to bury a child. It's the most, of course, you know. So
children are supposed to bury their parents.
Exactly, exactly. So it's out of order, and it's very, very difficult for the family. Those ones the emotions are running very high about those deaths, and naturally they should. And it kind of goes back to what I was saying before about being a rock. You know, the way for me to get through all of that is to make sure that every little last detail is taken care of, that there is absolutely no loose ends. And by doing that, for me, it allows me to worry. I worry all about that. And then afterwards, then I stop and think about how I've taken care of a child and you know.
You have so much you have to learn. It's more than going to a mortuary school and learning about embalming. You've got to keep all those regulations, mm-hmm. state laws, and also because you serve, and this is important to mention, Bellow's Funeral Service is not non-denominational, but you serve many denominations.
We serve every faith. We don't turn away families based off of race, religion,
so
you know,
you have to learn
yeah.
the Jewish laws, you said the Muslim laws, all the different laws.
Yeah, absolutely. So and a lot of that comes with experience. You know, as you talk about, you know, you can't just go to mortuaries. You learn a lot in the mortuary schools. In Rhode Island, you have to have an associate's degree in mortuary science to become a funeral director on top of completing an apprenticeship. But you learn a lot more on the job than anything else. You learn how to deal with people. You can't do it without actually interacting with them. You know,
they can't in mortuary school. They don't teach compassion.
No.
You've got to develop that.
Exactly. You have to find your own way to do that. But when it comes to, it kind of ties in the same way with dealing with people of different faiths and different religions. You know, we work very, very closely with ministers and priests and rabbis and imams to make sure that what we're doing from a service perspective complies with their rules and regulations and their traditions more than anything else, because, you know, we're not here to rewrite, say, the Roman Catholic funeral mass. We're not here to rewrite a Baptist service or anything of that nature. We're here to make sure that everything is done the correct way. And how that is differs from every family to every religion, every service, every individual.
Do you ever have to say no to a request?
By and large, it depends upon what the request is. Generally, we try not to. We try to do everything we can to honor any sort of request that someone has. But sometimes it does get a little bit difficult. We have, for instance, in our facility, we have a state-of-the-art sound system. And some families are they like to have the classical music or the piano music play in the background. But some want to have Frank Sinatra, for instance.
Right.
Which is great. And if we could, you know, we gladly take all requests, and we gladly do that. I actually have it on my phone in my iTunes. It's all just acoustic or instrumental Frank Sinatra.
I went to a wake.
I did it my way.
Exactly, exactly.
They played Eleanor Rigby mm-hmm. over and over and over. And if you're standing in a long line, I was like, play something else.
Yeah.
Nope, that was it. That's what the
But when you do that, and so we like to cater to those requests. We like to make sure that every service is individual. It's no cookie cutter service or anything like that. Everything is personalized, and it's a lot of personalization. But if we run into a situation where we're accommodating two families at the same time, I can't have Frank Sinatra blare in one room
Right.
If it upsets the other one. So sometimes it kind of works that way.
We're going to have to hold you there because we've got to pause for a break. But we will be back with Service Matters and Alan Bellows right after these messages.
Sponsored by Tax Doctor. Owe the IRS $10,000 or more? Call the Tax Doctor to settle tax debt for less. 800-542-9112. 800-542-9112.
Only one event unites the world. The 2018 Winter Olympics.
And there it is! Shaun White double gold. Boy, does he deliver.
See the world's best.
Lindsey Vonn is a gold medalist.
And see the world at its best.
To the finish, the Kaelin Schifrin wins gold for the U.S.
The 2018 Winter Olympics, coming February 8th, only on NBC.
You're sick and wonder if antibiotics can help. Antibiotics can help, but they're not right for every situation. Consumer Reports and the Choosing Wisely campaign suggest asking your doctor a few key questions like, do I really need antibiotics? Antibiotics don't fight viruses like the common cold or sinus infection. Or are there simpler, safer options? Sometimes all you need is rest and plenty of liquids. For other important questions to ask about antibiotics, go to consumerhealthchoices.org/antibiotics.
Sponsored by the Rhode Island Department of Health and the Rhode Island Broadcasters Association.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy like 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-559-8226. 800-559-8226. 800-559-8226.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
We are the shadow mental health system in America, unheralded and unsung.
Dr. Joyce Berland of the National Alliance on Mental Illness says that families provide 50% of the care for people with mental illness.
And the families are the ones that are, you know, taking to medication, taking to this, taking to that, going after their family members in jail, trying to get them out of jail. It's a real firing line that families live.
Many times, families feel isolated.
Support groups have been spontaneous reactions to that isolation. Support is a human necessity.
Be a moral support for families dealing with mental illness. For more, visit the website shadowvoices.com. For free information on families coping with mental illness, call 800-999-3534. A message from the Mennonite Churches and Faith and Values Media.
Now back to Service Matters with Dave Clifton and Rona Mann. Call them now at 401-437-5000 or 888-345-0790 on AM 790 Talk and Business.
And welcome back to the final segment of Service Matters. And we have a very interesting gentleman who joins us today. His name is Alan Bellows. He runs a funeral service. He has his own facility. And I thought maybe you could tell us the name of the facility and maybe how they would contact you if they indeed had this kind of an emergency situation.
Sure, I'd be happy to, Dave. The name of my company is Bellows Funeral Chapel, and we're located in on River Road in Lincoln, Rhode Island. And you can reach us by contacting us at 723-9792. And we're also on the web at bellowsfuneralchapel.com.
Can people contact you for education beforehand? In other words, if they're listening to this show and they don't have a need right now, but maybe they have a question or they want to ask, how do I do this? Or
oh, sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Please feel free. I mean, we like to deal with a much more educated and informed public, you know, so it's if we can help people become more educated, make better decisions, things of that nature, we'd be happy to answer any question that anybody has.
I am a big reader of obituaries. I am absolutely intrigued by them, especially in the last few years, because they're not always that standard. I know that you can help, but also a lot of people write their own.
They do.
There was one in the Providence Journal about 3 weeks ago that I wound up writing a column for the newspaper. A woman died in Providence who was a very good cook. She was a home economics major. She died at 99.8 years, and they put that in there. But at the very end of the obituary, they put her one of her recipes. I have never seen a recipe in an obit, and that's one of the reasons I wanted you to come in, because things have changed.
Absolutely,
it's not
yeah.
that standard. So do people ask you to write them?
Well, yeah, they do, absolutely. You know, the obituaries used to be a very, it was like a news story in a way. And so there was a certain template that the newspapers required you to kind of fit in, you know, from a biography perspective. About, I want to say about at least 10, 15 years ago, the Providence Journal switched from having obituaries with paid death notices to paid obituaries.
Right.
And the price went up quite a bit with that. But the flip side of that is they allowed you to write pretty much everything in there, anything that you wanted to. Obviously, it has to be tasteful. It can't be disrespectful, things of that nature. It can't be inflammatory, you know, like anything else, because they do have newspapers that they do need to sell. And it's the appropriate thing. But you can do things now like that, which is actually a wonderful way to show the uniqueness of the individual, which
exactly.
is great. And then you actually see a lot more personalization and things like that taking place.
Well, you were talking off air during the break about there's more personalization now in the services.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, for instance, you know, we as David alluded to at the beginning of the program, we were talking about the funeral service that we had recently conducted for a fellow Rotarian by the name of Norman Sote, who's a wonderful, wonderful man. He's going to be very much missed by our club and by a lot of people in the district. But, for instance, we printed our prayer cards for him, which included a nice picture of him on there, which he never saw before. There are families that are putting in more custom prayers and poems, or even doing, you know, grandma's famous, you know, chocolate chip cookie recipe there,
right.
which is actually great.
Or I've seen pictures with the dog.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
I went to a funeral where the person that passed on in advance decided, in lieu of flowers, he wanted people to donate to a special cause that they might have had.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting when you walked in, you didn't see flowers, but you saw something that had indicated a donation to the Boys Club, a donation mm-hmm. over here.
There's
I thought
a lot
it was
of that,
very,
yeah.
very different.
Yeah, there's
well,
a lot
Well, I guess
of that,
he
yeah.
felt if you're going to spend the money, don't spend it on me. Spend it on a cause that meant something to me.
Absolutely.
And that's a great idea.
You see, some people actually write their own obituaries.
Oh, I know.
They pass it on to the family to
yeah.
make it easier for them.
Yeah.
And some people request certain songs, Ave Maria or
Wonderful
we mentioned
world.
Earlier, What a Wonderful World. I guess that'll be mine.
Oh, I'm sure it will.
But I know that there's one guy that liked to do things his own way. And, of course, he had Frank Sinatra singing at the church. So.
Oh, I'm
yeah,
sure that's
so
been done a lot.
We see a lot of that kind of personalization. But we see actually even more in there. We see families doing more non-traditional things such as balloon releases or butterfly releases.
Yes.
Or dove releases. We've done plenty of those.
Do you have to check with the town on something like that with balloons going
balloons
up?
We do. Not necessarily when it comes to butterfly releases or bird releases, you know, dove releases,
right.
things like that. But with the towns, we definitely have to do that.
Environmental concerns.
Exactly.
Sure.
Exactly. But it's also an airspace issue, too. You know, so,
oh,
for instance,
right.
in the town of Lincoln, there's an airport. You know, you don't want it flying because it's all helium-filled and interfering with a flight path or something of that nature. So it's some things you have to kind of be wary of when it comes to that. But you do see a lot of other things that families are doing, which are great. We offer what we call a DVD tribute. And what that is that we encourage families when they come in for, say, visiting hours at our funeral home or for a service, wherever it may be, to bring plenty of pictures and mementos and memorabilia in just to make the whole atmosphere of the room more familiar. And lots of families like to make collages. And so we can take the same pictures that usually would go onto a collage, and we can make a slideshow presentation out of it to give to the family. And it's just a wonderful way to, you know, we post it up on our website with online memorial pages. We do a lot of...
You know, I'm glad...
You put it on the monitor at the funeral?
At the funeral home, absolutely, yep. Yeah, we've got flat-screen televisions in all of our chapels, and we happily play that over and over.
I'm glad you said...
I got 1,000 pictures of Rotarians. I'll get them all on it.
We have a high-speed scanner, Dave. It'll probably take me about 2 hours to do it, but we'll get it done, so...
No, I'm glad you brought up website, because... Everybody now has an online condolence book.
Mm-hmm.
When that first started, that just rubbed me the wrong way. But now I realize that it's like the way of the world now.
But it's not just that, Rona. You have a lot of families that are spread out nowadays. You know, it's not everybody lives in, say, the Pawtucket area or the Providence area. You have family members that live in Texas or Oklahoma or California or Mars or wherever it may be. And they have friends and they have family members, too, that look to offer their condolences. And they may not be able to attend the services. And so it gives people an opportunity to offer their condolences to the family without, if they're unable to make it to the service. So it's actually a wonderful, wonderful thing. It also allows us to disperse information about the services to people in a way that's the way of the world as you talk about it. So you get a scheduled maps, directions, things like that, everything.
That does make sense.
And right now we're talking about people helping people, and that happens to be the motto for the Navigant Credit Union. We thank the folks back there. They're rich in history. They began back in 1915, and, of course, they're headquartered in Smithfield, Rhode Island. A good friend, and we have many good friends over there now at Navigant. And we certainly thank them for participating in our show, Service Matters.
Well, they underwrite us. They're 103 years old this year, which is amazing. And according to Tim Draper, the vice president of marketing, about 2 weeks ago, they opened their 18th branch. They are now in Kent County, and they're now in Washington County. So they're taking over the world.
We also thank Gary Furtado, who happens to be the president of the Navigant Credit Union. A big thank you also to Lisa Dandino and our good friend Tim Draper, who is the VP of Marketing over there at Navigant Credit Union. We thank them so much.
Alan Bellows, we've got about a minute or two. Give us some final comments about funeral service today, about what you provide, about the way of the world.
Well, it's an exciting time, actually, to be a funeral professional, because there's so much changing with it. With the advent or the rise of the internet, with the increase in technology in funeral service, it's actually very, very interesting to see the different ways in which we can kind of tailor the service to reflect the family, which is actually a wonderful, wonderful thing.
And I love the words you used right at the beginning. Celebrate. You have pride. And you're perpetuating a legacy, which I think is
and
great.
And to send your family and friends off in the appropriate manner. Mm-hmm. So right now, folks, I'm Dave Clifton.
I'm Rona Mann.
And we're bidding you farewell from our studios here in East Providence.
And I know what you're going to talk about.
We're going to play our favorite song, which is called What a Wonderful World, and what a wonderful world it is because of all the different kinds of services that are provided. Today, when Ron and I talked about funeral service, we thought briefly about how people would react to it. Folks, it's so important that you be able to take care of you and your family and to continue with your life and do those kinds of things that need to be accomplished. Some of the things are very difficult to do, especially in the case of a funeral. So we'd like to also wish the New England Patriots nothing but the best to win this game this weekend. And let me ask you this question. Maybe it's foolish. Who are you picking to win the Super Bowl?
The Eagles.
Well, I'm Dave Clifton.
I was Rona Mann.
But I guess you have a choice that you want to make.
Maya Jaeger says, get off the air. It's time. Thank you, Alan Bellows.
Thank you very much. Good evening. Have a good weekend, folks.
And I think to myself, What a wonderful world. I miss him the most.